Blog Talk Radio.
If I told you that you could own your own business on the internet, your own travel business on the internet, and you'd save money every time you travel, and when your friends and family book travel, would you mind getting paid the commission? And number three, would you mind getting paid if you told somebody about this business? That's all the business is.
Long Island, good morning. Who else is on the line?
North Carolina,
good morning. Who else?
Lisa from the Bronx.
Miami.
Good morning, Miami. Who else? Good morning, everybody. Good morning and happy Thursday to you. Good morning. This is Marcia Pruitt back in Dallas, Texas, excited to welcome you to our team call. You have arrived at our Jet Set 60-Day Blitz call where we have about 25 days left of this blitz. We are blitzing to our Harvest is Plenty cruise at the end of this month. We are blitzing to the next level. Good morning, everybody. Hey, I want to quickly go through some of our announcements before we get started. The YTV University, the YTV convention happening in August of this year. Make sure that you're registered. Hey, a minimum standard of at least 10% of our team there. If we want to shoot for 20 and 30% of our team, of course. But minimum, make sure you get at least 10% of your team that is registered for the YTV convention and also registered for the YTV University classes that will be taking place in August of this year. Hey, the 24-hour hotline, here, an update on that. It's still updating, so it's not exactly up yet. So it should be back up today. So just to let everybody know that we are still working on it. They are still updating the system. As you remember, I think we may have blown up the system a little bit, just with a little bit of overload, and that's okay, as long as we know that people are using it. But we did get a call yesterday while we were at Red Carpet that the call had gone out, and when I came back yesterday and checked, they were still updating the system. So I think it's still going on, that 512 number. Still keep that 512 number. The number will be the same. We're just checking back to make sure that finally the program has been updated. There are wonderful calls tonight, so you do want to make sure have at least two new people on the call tonight. That's on this line at 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. There will be a great business presentation done by our directors out of South Florida. That is Caron March and Alton Patterson. So make sure and have at least two brand new people on the call tonight because they will certainly get a very good business presentation along with testimonies. As I mentioned earlier, we are blitzing to our cruise, the Harvest is Plenty cruise, which is a part of the cruise with Coach Tomer, is taking place at the end of this month, June 30th. We're going to be sailing out on Monday, June 30th, out of Miami, Florida. We're going to be sailing to Key West and also Cozumel. While we're on the ship, we're going to have some fantastic training and just a lot of fun. Training by our Women of Distinction, so something just for the ladies only. And then some Jet Set directors, all those people you've been hearing, hear them live. And then we're going to be trained live by Coach Tomer. So that is extremely exciting. So if you have not booked your cruise, you still have time to go ahead and join us at the end of this month. Now, last night, James and Roland were in New Jersey. I understand it was fantastic. You guys had a great turnout, and many people signed up. Well, guess what? Tonight in New York, Roland Atoris will be appearing at our Sapphire Club, President's Club, Sapphire Ring, where Noah and Linda Matos will be the host. So tonight in New York, bring all your guests out to see Roland Atoris. Let me give you the address. He's going to be in the Bronx. He's going to be at the Pelham Bay Diner. Pelham Bay Diner. The exact address is 1920 East Gun Hill Road. Once again, I'll get that again. That's 1920 East Gun Hill Road, and that's in the Bronx, New York, tonight. So please bring all of your guests out to see Roland Adores if you have not seen him yet. Boy, have you really missed something fantastic. So bring all your guests out to see Roland Adores tonight. That's going to start at 7:30 in the Bronx, New York, at the Pelham Bay Diner. Okay, everybody, let's go ahead and get started and bring on our leader. As you know, he does wear the diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Hey, let's greet him this morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt. Boy, I sure do miss you. And yes, I can feel your smile coming through the phone all the way here in New Jersey. You know, Marcia, I've got to tell you that it is God that gives us desires of our heart. What I'm saying to you is the reason that you want what you want, God has given you that desire. He's put the desire in you, and he will give you the desires of your heart, because it is God that gives us the power to create wealth, not wages, wealth. God gives us the power to create wealth. God gives us the desires of our heart. All we have to do is be willing to do the work. It's going to require some belief. But I just want you to think about this. What if Michael Jordan would have quit? What if he'd quit and gave up when they cut him from his high school team? What if he just said, oh, well, I'm not meant to do this? What if he'd quit? What if Dr. Martin Luther King would have quit? This would be a whole different world if he had just quit. What if Mae Jemison, the very first African-American in space, what if she would have quit? What if Thomas Edison would have quit, just gave up? What if they would have just quit, just give up? But it was something inside of them that kept them going, their determination. You have to have the will to win, to just keep going, to figure it out. And don't forget the law of seed time and harvest time. So even though you can't see the results in the capacity that they're given to you, just keep planting your seeds. You be the diligent seed sower. We know it says in the book of Proverbs, if you be diligent with your work, you will stand before kings. So you be the diligent seed sower. Remember, our job is to spread the good news. That's our job. And our people perish for lack of knowledge. Now, folks, if you're listening right now to this call, I want you to get to your power team fast. Don't try to figure out who's going to be good, who you can put here, and what they're going to do, because just like looking at a mother and just like looking at a father, you can't figure out how the baby's going to look, so you won't be able to figure out who's going to jump in your business and take off. Quit trying to overthink it. The key is just get to your power team as fast as you can. That's all that matters. The rest of your life could be life. You'd be working in your power team. Just get there. That's what matters most, getting to your power team. You know, Art Williams once said, I don't know how smart people get anything done because they're so busy trying to figure out a shorter cut, a easier way, instead of just being willing to do the work. Now, once you are in your power team, your job is to keep sponsoring new people, keep giving new blood to your power team, and then help those in your power team that are willing get to their power team. See, keep bringing in new ones and keep pushing them out. Keep bringing them in and keep pushing them out. Keep sponsoring new folks in your power team, helping them fast as you can. Get to their power team. Coach Tomer told me that you should be from a person that joins, working with their power team leader, should take them 2 days, 2 days to get to their power team. 2 days, 2 days to get to their power team. 2 days, 2 days to get to their power team. You have the ability to put in three to sponsor and help those folks get to your power team. So keep sponsoring the people in your power team. Help those in your power team that are willing to get to their own power team, and then develop your leaders that come from your power team. See, your power team is like a garden. That's where your leaders are going to sprout up from. From in your power team, that's where you're working, that's where they're sprouting. So you got to keep adding new seeds to your power team. Keep putting new ones in. And then as you're helping those get to their power team, as you're pushing them out, What happens is a leader emerges. They stick their head up and say, hey, I'm a leader. See what I've been doing? Now, when you get a leader to their power team, you don't have to hold their hand. You don't have to wipe their nose. They don't need supervision. What they need is a supervision. See the difference? They don't need supervision. Once they get to their power team, they don't need supervision. They need a supervision. It's our job to help those that we're responsible for in their power team get to their power team. Folks, we have a lot of good information. I'm going to bring you some superstars on the line tonight, but I've got to pause right today, I should say. I've got to pause right now and just bring on my partner in success. You all know him. He's everybody's hero. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking about third-level director, multiple President's Club ring-wearing, bling-bling-bling-bling-bling-bling-wearing. He is big-time bonus-earning. Please help me welcome to the line none other than superstar, jet-set director, third-level director, Mr. Roland Atours. Good morning, Roland!
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in your change, man. I'm just so excited, man. We had an awesome time last night in New Jersey, man. The people were great, man. And I know we don't do shout-outs, James, but, man, we had a team in Philadelphia, man. They had Axel, they had Chains, they had Nine. And they told James, we don't get them, man. They're coming after us, man. So special shout-out to those over there in the Philadelphia area, James. And I tell you what, James, last time I was here in the New Jersey area, James, we had a little small minor incident. You know, Garland and Corey, man, they took me out to this soul food restaurant, and I ordered a plate of food, and, you know, and it was a lot of food, but I also ordered two pieces of cornbread, man, you know, and we didn't have enough time to eat it because we were running out of time, man, so, you know, we rushed to the meeting, and I did the meeting, but while I was doing the meeting, James, my mind was on the cornbread, James. I was doing the meeting. My mind was on the cornbread, James. After the meeting was over, man, I was so excited. I ran to the car, and then who was in the car eating my cornbread? It was Garland and Corey, man. I was like, oh, man, they ate my cornbread, James. But I tell you what, man, Garland just has an awesome wife, Marsha, and she presented me with my own very own cornbread. And I was just so excited, man. I shared it, you know, but guess what? Garland and Corey still came at it. But you know what, man, we just had a good time, man. I'm over here with Corey right now at his house, man, and they just showing us awesome love, man. And I just, man, you know what, James, this is our very first time doing the call face-to-face. And I can actually look in your face, James, and say, wow, you still look good even in the morning, man. How you doing, good looking?
Man, I'm doing fine, Roland, and I'm looking right here what's left of your cornbread. And, yeah, it was just incredible, the amount of love that we received last night. Roland, you and I hadn't worked together, just you and I tag-teaming in a long time, a number of years, and it was just fitting to do it right here in New Jersey. And everyone just came out in full force. There was probably, 400 people there last night. It was just a packed house, and there were so many people with that eager look in their eyes. And I think we brought in 20 new RTAs right there on the spot last night, Roland, and I could just see the excitement in their eyes, and they've got their whole YQB business life right there in front of them. And, you know, Roland, receiving that much love, so many people came up to you and came up to I to me and said, you know, thank you for getting up in the morning and doing those calls. I don't know what I'd do without those calls. And I just want all of you on the line to know we certainly appreciate it, and we can feel your love coming through the phone. Thank you so much for appreciating what we do each and every morning. And folks, I just really believe that what it takes to succeed in YTB is what is necessary to succeed in life. Let me say that one more time. What it takes to succeed in YTB is exactly what it takes to succeed in life. It takes belief in yourself. It takes determination. It takes faith. It takes perseverance. It takes all those things. That's what it takes to succeed in what you do in life. Now, keep in mind, if you want something more, you got to do more. If you want something different, you got to do something different. If you want things to change, you got to change. If you want things to get better, you have to get better. See, Roland, I just really believe that all of us on this line has what it takes to win, has what it takes to get over the hump. All of us has what it takes to get there. But oftentimes, Roland, people hear you on this call, and people hear me on this call, and they think that we've got the necessary information that it takes to help them get to where they want to go. But, Roland, sometimes we're just not available to help as much as we'd like to help, because you do understand your responsibility, Roland, is to help those in your power team. You do understand that our responsibility is to help our people in our power team. You understand, Roland, that it's our responsibility to develop our leaders. So I don't want to rob other power team leaders of their joy, of their experience, of their development, of helping their own people. Roland, we're always here. We're always willing to help. But I want everyone to know to tap into your power team leader. Tap into your immediate upline director. Find out who that is and let them know what's on your mind. Let them know what you want to achieve. Let them know that you really want to get there, and see if they'll be, man, that we're praying. Upline directors, we're praying for somebody to reach out to us that has what we have, that determination. And Roland, we are all focused on helping those in our power team to get to their power team. And that is how, as a team, we are going to dominate the power team production in this company, Roland. I'm excited. And, Roland, I'm so glad that you understand the importance of helping those that you are responsible for to get to their power team, Roland.
James, I learned by watching you. I saw what you did. What you did is you drove all the way from Dallas, Texas, to help us build our power team. I remember when Rick Ricketts came all the way down from Miami to do you a favor, drove 4 hours to work the power team. And you guys showed me. You guys didn't tell me what to do, but you showed me what to do. I was watching what you did, James. And I just followed the leader, did what you're doing. It's just a domino effect. Once you help someone in your power team, and they're watching you, they're seeing what you're doing, and they just take on that same posture, that same spirit. So, you know what? Let me help my power team. But it's different when you say it than when you do it, James. And I hear you talking about at the beginning of the call where you talked about, you know, only the strong can survive. And, you know, what if Michael Jordan would have quit, you know, and say, you know, this basketball thing was not for me? He wouldn't be the greatest player of all time. What if Martin Luther King, you know, after the death threat, you know, would have quit and said, you know, honey, I don't want to do this. My life is not worth it, you know. And, but to also win the Nobel Peace Prize, you know, and to see what's happening right now, you know, with the presidential election, you know, he wouldn't even have the opportunity to run for president if Martin Luther King didn't do what he did. And, James, I just look at it, man. What if we quit along the way? What if we would have quit along the way? See, our goals and visions, we can't be put on the back burner because of what people say. Our goals and vision can't be put on the back burner because what something happens. Because it's really, our success is determined along the way. Our success is determined along the way. We learn a lot of stuff on the way. We learn a lot through the pain. We learn a lot through the hurt. You know, we learn a lot through what we're going through, James. And I just thank God, you know, that as we were going, as my wife and I was building our power team, and as we were building, we learned a lot through the journey. And then when hard times came, James, oh, it didn't even shake me. When hard times came, it didn't even break me, Jan, because I knew what we had to do. I knew that it was just a learning experience. You know, sometimes when stuff is happening to you right now, your team is not moving the way it should. All you're doing right now is building your story. All you're doing right now is building your story. You just keep going. You just keep pushing. You just keep building that power team. And remember, only the strong can survive, James.
You know, Roland, I just want to say this to people. If things aren't going the way you want them to go, I want you to hold somebody responsible. Run right now to your mirror and look right in there. That's the person you hold responsible for for why things aren't working right. If things are going great, there's somebody you can hold responsible for that. Run to the mirror. That's the person that deserves the credit for hanging in there and doing it. And nothing warms my heart more, Roland, to see the look in somebody's eyes. Understand, James, can you tell me how to get there? James, can you? And Roland, nothing means more when you pour into somebody and they take what you poured into, they take that what you've given and they do something with it. They go and spread the good news. They go and develop. They get better at what they do. You know, I just look at it. Superstar directors we've got on our team, Roland. I'm talking about Devon and Cheryl McCullough. I look at how they came in the business. Nothing but desire, no experience. Nothing but desire. They've never done this before. You know, they don't have a previous downline. Nothing, but they had the desire to change something for them. And they saw that others were winning, and they thought to themselves, if they can do it, then I can do it. And I just saw how proud they were last night because, Roland, they've just given birth to their very first directors, and it happened to be some dear, dear friends of theirs, you know, Sherilyn Vaughn, I think it's Vaughn's mother, and Garland's mother are really, really good friends. And now I just look at both the moms sitting back, looking at what their kids are doing, looking at the new cars they've got, looking at the new surroundings they've got because of how their children believe in themselves. And I just want to credit the parents for developing that in them, because I really believe that leadership and what it takes to win is developed early. But you can hone in on what's inside of you, and you can develop it in you. And I'm excited to say, Roland, that we've got those superstar Jet Set directors on the line right now. Now, Roland, I want to let you know, we were there at the home office for red carpet, and we were there when Coach Scott and Kim gave the mandatory directors meeting, and they pointed out of all the 300 directors that were there at that meeting, out of all of them, they commended 10 directors for just exemplary performance in working the power team, collecting $1,000 bonus, setting the example of how to do what this is. And Roland, we have them on the line today, none other than Devon and Cheryl McCullough. I wanted to take my hats off to them, welcome them on the line. Good morning. Are you there, Vaughn and Cheryl?
Yes, we are, James.
Boy, I know you're still tingling from last night. We're so excited about you all giving birth to your newest directors. I'm talking about Garland and Marsha Webb. What a fantastic event it was last night. Nobody was more proud than the two of you were there. I don't think you ever stopped smiling the entire event. And let me tell you, it's just a pleasure to see good things happen to good people that do good work. And we're just proud of you. I want to ask you, what has been the difference? What are y'all doing that's working so well? What are you doing that's working so well? How are you growing your power team? How are you collecting those $1,000 bonuses once, twice, two, three times a lady? No, that's something different. Once, twice, two, three, four times a week. How are you doing it? What are y'all doing? Tell us. We want to know.
First of all, James, I can't even find the words to express how excited I am, you know, to see you guys last night. It was just so hard. Well, this morning when we decided to split up, it was just so hard, you know. It is just such a feeling when you guys are around. And, you know, we owe a lot of our success to you, Roland, and people like Craig Sweet, you know, our mentors, people who we choose to listen to instead of those broke friends and broke co-workers who are probably on their way to work right now, stuck in traffic, and we're just still laying around in bed a little bit trying to wake up, because truthfully, we went to sleep around 4:30 this morning. And, James, I can't even begin to tell you, but our main thing was, James, we just decided, listen, you know, we're going to push that restart button and just work with the excited people that are coming on board. The minute we sign them up, we just automatically get that list and start calling people and just keeping that momentum going. We don't want them to get cold. You know, we just keep call some people right now. Let's get them on a three-way call. Let's get them on a conference call. And we just keep it popping, because this is not something you could, you know, slow down. We just want to keep it moving. We have goals to meet. And that's just basically it. We do those travel parties every single day. We just keep it moving and keep it excited.
You know, let me tell you something, Cheryl. I watch how you all work. And if you call a Jet Set director on Saturday, let me tell you where they are. They're at a travel party somewhere. If you call a Jet Set director and nobody answers the phone, let me tell you where they are. They're somewhere in their power team. Where are the directors on the Jet Set? We're in our power team. That's where we are. And I'm just excited to see good things happen to you. Roland, are you listening to this?
Man, Jay, I'm just so excited, man, just to see Cheryl and Vaughn, where they come from, and to be able to give birth to their brand new directors. You know, the most exciting part of it, James, that they have about three or four people that just sneeze away. You know, and I tell you what, if those directors, James, start popping up like popcorn. You have one here popping, the other one pop. Next thing you have people that are changing lives, just a sea of people that are changing lives, man. I know Vaughn, man. Vaughn was there last night. He was also at Green, man. He was smiling so hard. I actually saw lipstick on his ears, you know, from the smile he had on his face there. Vaughn, why don't you go ahead and share how you felt last night?
Well, you know, Roland, last night was something that was extremely excited to me. Not only for me, not only for Marsha and Garland, but as James stated out, for our parents. Because I look back at how technology moved and how everything moved, and I realized that our parents did not have the opportunities that the internet is creating for us. And as I said to the crowd last night, you know, it was really a terror raised in me. I was really one of those bad kids that nobody wants to have. And my mother raised me, and she raised me, and she raised me. And for me to see that smile on her face, you know, Rolla, she got the same smile I got. You know, it's lipstick on her ears, too. And for her to raise me and for me to be able to give her something back, that's just something to really smile about. It's something to really cry about, but I'd rather smile about it. Back to you, Rolly.
Wow, man. I tell you what, man, what an awesome, awesome experience, man. I just, Marsha Garland, just to see their face, man, and what they went through, man, and the hard times. I remember Garland calling me late at night, man, said, Rolly, man, this is hard, man. I don't know what to do, man. I said, Garland, you just keep pushing. Man, I tell you what, man, when we birth this up, and we give birth, you know, a lady go for 9 months, you know, of hard labor. You know, we know that we're expecting a baby. We know the baby's going to come out, and we're preparing our room. It's going to be a pink room. I'm having a little girl. You know, I'm excited about the girl, you know, and we're going through our labor pains here and there, but when the actual time comes out to give birth, it gets hard and you'll want to quit. And you want to tell the doctor, I don't want to do it anymore. I want to quit. I mean, you just got to push. And the doctor say push and the nurse say push. And that's where we all up is. All we have to do is push. And it hurts right there at that point when you got to push that baby out. But guess what? When it comes out, man, it's so joyous, a joyous occasion. Everybody's smiling. Everybody's having fun, man. And you're raising that thing. That's just how it is in this business. You just hang in there. And just push through the hard times, but I tell you what, at the end of it all, it'll be nice and good. But won't it be good, James?
Now, let me tell you, man, we all know that the enemy is going to come. He's going to try to distract you. Things are happening in your life that make you take your eyes off of YTP. He don't want you to do YTP. He don't want you to succeed in YTP. He wants you to quit, to go home and give up and say to yourself, I'm just not that kind of person. And I just hear how Von's talking about how he was as a kid. That's how I was, Von. I was the most likely to not succeed, to do some other stuff. I was pretty, I was mischievous. I was, yes, but let me tell you, the same thing it takes to make it in life is the same thing it takes to succeed. And I see where you come from, Vaughn. I see where you come from, Cheryl, and I see where you are now. And it ain't about where you come from. It's about where you're going. And you guys are headed straight to the top. But I want to know, Vaughn, what is it you do every day? What people want to know on this call, what to do. What do you want them to do? What do y'all want them to do? How do they get recognized like you get recognized? Out of all the directors, out of all the people in this company, they're all different levels, all different rings. But it's the two people on this line that Coach commended, that Coach brought up to the front and said, these are the people leading the company by example. And it was Cheryl and Vaughn. Let me tell you, Wilkes, what do we do? Tell them what to do.
Well, James, I mean, really, honestly, and truly, it's all the same answer, no matter how you cut it. Talking to people, talking to people, talking to more people. And you don't have to leave your house looking for people, but you do have to leave the house. And just talk to people. Just have a conversation with the people. You know, I ran into three more, you know, some of our seasoned people the other day, three older ladies, and I asked them, which one of y'all pretty ladies is getting married? Because I saw them coming out the bridal shop, and they put a smile on all of their faces, and I knew that I wanted to talk about YTB. I wasn't really concerned, you know, who was getting married, and they wasn't really that pretty to me, you know? But everybody loves a compliment, and everybody loves a smile. And I'll be totally honest with you, James, if I have any of those broke friends and broke coworkers on this line this morning, I just want to thank y'all guys because y'all was really, really my driving force. And if you hear my voice, I want you to look at those people that's telling you that it'll never work and look at them as your driving force and say, you know what, I'm going to make this work. Just because you said it's not going to work. Back to you, James.
You know, if you cut open the heart of a leader, if you cut open a leader, what you'll see is a heart of a champion, somebody that won't give up. They don't know what give up means. They know what get up means. And see, all of us get knocked down, but can you get up? Can you get up? Can you stay excited more than a month? Can you stay excited more than a year? Can you stay excited about where you're going? Can you stay excited?
can you? Now, when you join YTB, your eyes were big. You were excited about something. Tap into that. That's what God has put inside of you. Tap into that. Look inward. The answer is within. The answer is not what to say. It's nothing magical to say. But if you're connected with your Creator, you're where you're going, if you're doing all the right things, and right things will happen. Seed time, harvest time. Seed time, harvest time. And what's in between seed time and what's in between harvest time is work. Work. The process. When you plant an apple seed, the next day you don't get an apple. No, no. You got to water it. You got to feed it. And remember, to make anything grow, it takes sunshine and it takes rain. If all it does is shine and shine and shine, it's going to burn up. If all it does is rain and rain and rain, but it takes a balance of ups and downs. Good times, bad times, rain and shine together produces the maximum growth. And we're just excited for you, Cheryl, and we're excited for you, Vaughn. And as far as I'm concerned, you all are the perfect, perfect couple. You just gave birth to your very first directors in Garland and Marsha Webb. You've got Althea and oh, man, I just can't name all the directors that you've got ready to sprout up because you've been watering them. See, you got Dwayne and Althea Thomas ready to become directors. And you've got Noah and Linda Matos right there ready to become directors. And you are setting the example of how to do it because you can get out of their way and you provide help when they need it. But your focus is not over here to the right and it's not over here to the left. Your focus is straight ahead, laser focused. Growing your power team. I appreciate both of you all for being such fine, fine leaders. And as far as I'm concerned, you're the best of the best of what the Jet Set has. Yes, you, Cheryl. Yes, you, Vaughn. And Roland, I'm just excited about having these folks on the cruise. If you want to glean some of what Garland and Marsha have, if you want to glean some of what Cheryl and Devon McCullough have, if you want to glean some of what Roland Latouris and Michelle Latouris have, if you want to glean some of the knowledge, some of the insight from the man that wrote the plan, Coach Tomer, look at the coach's playbook. He says it in 17 different languages. Work your power team. Work your power team. Where do you work? In your power team. Where is the answer? It's in your power team. Where is Roland? I can't find him. He's in his power team. Where's Vaughn? Where's Cheryl? They're in their power team, the power team, the power team, the power team. Work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, work your power team. I think the message is clear, Roland. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to get back to Dallas, Texas, and work our power team and prepare and get ready for this cruise that we've got coming up. Now listen, you're going to hear about this cruise, how incredible it was, how the spirit was moving, how the knowledge was being given out, how much fun we had, how we dropped it like it was hot, how we did the line dancing, how we were trained and taught by these Jet Set directors. You're going to hear about it. And when it's full, it's full. When that ship's full, it's full. And when everybody's wearing all white with our sunglasses on at night, that's right, at night, where will you be? We'll be sailing the ocean, feeling good for all the hard work we've given. Where will you be? Roland, I want to turn this call over to you to close it out like you do each and every morning. Take it away, man.
Oh, James, I'm sorry. I was working my power team. Hey, Rob, man, what an awesome call, James. I'll tell you what, man, I see myself right now on that cruise, man. I'm preparing my white cape, man, my hat, you know, my cape, man, you know. But I had a vision, James. What if I'm walking in there, man, I got my cape, you know, and I walk into that, you know, to the all-white party, and I look, and everybody had capes on. Oh, man, I don't know what I'd do. It'd be like a lady walking into a room and see somebody else in their dresses. I'll run right back to my cat and I won't come out. You know, just see that, man. I just had a vision, man. What if everybody had a case on, man? That's going to drive me crazy, man. But, Dave, you know, I'd be remiss if I don't pass a call over to the sharpest directors we have in YTB right now. As what Coach Tomer said, the sharpest directors. I'll let them go ahead and close the call. Vaughn and Cheryl, you go ahead and close the call this morning.
Thank you so much, Roland. One thing I will touch on before we close this call is just what James said. What if Michael Jordan gave up? What if Edison gave up? What if Coach gave up? Just look inside yourself and wonder, what if I gave up? See, we all have to go back to being that baby. You know, a baby, he see all the other kids running around, and he can't keep up with them. And he know that if I don't learn how to walk at some point in time, they're going to leave me behind. I can't keep crawling around on my knees. And if you get to that point where you remember that, it would just put that same resilience in your heart to just keep getting up, keep getting up, keep getting up till you start walking, till you start running. With grace and honor, I'm going to turn this call over to the better half of this operation, the brains, and definitely the good looks, Cheryl McCullough, to close out the call.
Okay, I just want to say to the people on the call this morning, if you want to get out of bed when you're finished sleeping, if you want your Sundays to feel like Fridays, just keep pushing. You cannot give up. This is not something you start and tomorrow you're in, tomorrow you're out, the next day you're out. See, the results is not today or tomorrow. It's 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, like us. What if we had gave up? What if James had gave up? What if Roland had gave up? See, these are just regular, everyday, ordinary people who wanted it bad. Just go out there today, meet some people, greet some people, say hello. That's all we do every day. We just go out there because we don't know these people. We just go out there and be nice. That's it. Put a smile on your face. Say hello to everyone. If they say hello back, it's a chance for you to say, listen, do you travel? Do you get a confirmation number or paycheck? If they say, I don't get a paycheck, say, listen, I could show you how to get paid for something that you're already doing. On behalf of James and Marcia Purit, on behalf of Roland and Michelle Torres, Devon McCullough and myself, I'm just going to say God bless and have a wonderful day.
All right. What a exciting call once again this morning. Monty, you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, what'd you say? Work the power team.
Get to the power team. Exactly.
Yeah.
Find out what the power team is. Get there and work in your power team.
And whatever you do, don't give up.
And see, you've got to understand, this is not get rich quick. Yes, this is get rich, but it's not get rich quick. You've got to stay strong. You can't give up. You got to keep moving forward, and you must get to your power team and work your power team.
Hey, there's nothing else really to say. We're just reminding people that, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. Make those steps. Move forward. And be blessed and just be able to endure. And with that, I'm done. Anything else you want to say, Monty?
Work the power team.
All right. Talk to you in a few.
All right.